Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Because of recent developments involving legal challenges and certifications of election results, I am transmitting this letter today to make those resources and services for transition available to you.
That's CNN's Kristen Holmes reading General Service Administrator Emily Murphy's authorization. The machinery of government can now start transitioning to a new Biden administration. Nevada is expected to certify its presidential results today. Pennsylvania counties, including Philadelphia, certified last night. Despite the Trump campaign requesting a third count in Georgia, their certification and audit last week showed Biden still had a comfortable lead. Michigan's vote yesterday likely contributed to the GSA administrator's decision to formally start the transition process. Trump made various efforts to stall the process in Michigan, including inviting GOP leader of the Michigan Senate, Mike Shirkey, for a meeting at the White House. He also personally called one of the Wayne County Republican officials, who unsuccessfully tried to rescind her vote to certify results in Detroit.
Please take a roll call vote. Yes.
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 Abstain.
The motion does move.
Bucking pressure, three of Michigan's statewide electoral board voted to certify the results. The fourth, Norm Schinkel, one of the two Republican members of the board, abstained. Despite no evidence of fraud or significant problems, Schinkel says there needs to be a full review of Michigan's election processes.
Well, it's become too clear to us in Michigan and across the country that Michigan has a problem conducting elections.
Not all agree with this assessment. The Trump campaign has only challenged the process where he's lost, often in regions with majority black populations. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced that her office will start their election audit, a routine process. Today, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris formally announced their nominations to key cabinet positions, many who served in the Obama presidency, but some of those names were leaked already. Ben Johnson, executive director of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, supports President-elect Biden's choice to nominate the first Latino and immigrant to head the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas.
The Biden administration is serious about undoing all that has been done on immigration over the last 4 years. So it's a smart choice.
Alejandro Mayorkas was Deputy Homeland Security Secretary from 2013 to 2016. Johnson hopes Biden will act swiftly.
There's not been an executive order that's come out of the Trump administration that isn't worthy of immediate repeal. So every single executive order dealing with immigration should be reversed.
The Dow Jones jumped 300 points on news Biden's Treasury Secretary pick is Janet Yellen, former chair of the Federal Reserve. Avril Haines is named for Director of National Intelligence. If approved, Yellen and Haines would be the first women to fill these roles. Other names floated include John Kerry as a so-called climate czar, elevated to a cabinet position, and Antony Blinken for Secretary of State. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum. Thanks for listening.